Ladies and gentlemen, he is an NFL Hall of Famer, an 8-time Pro Bowler, a 4-time All-Pro, and one of the greatest Bear defenders to ever play the game. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Urlacher joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Brian, thank you for the time this morning. How's life been treating you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Things are good, man. Just hanging out with my family, trying to keep my kids in line if I can.
Well, listen, we appreciate the time as always. Let's start with the Bears defense. Having played in Chicago, you know what it's like to be a defender living in the shadow of 1985, but you also captained quite a few stellar defenses. Based on what you know about Bears history, 85, what you lived through and what you're seeing right now, where does this Bears defense rank?
And it's so hard to rank them because the eras were different. And now with the NFL, everybody throws the ball. They put up 30 points, unless they're playing the Bears, of course. They score a ton of points. But it's just hard to compare eras, I guess. If you look at the Bears right now, up front, they're good, really good up front. They got good linebackers. Their secondary takes the ball away. They tackle. It's just hard for me to compare. I know as a fan right now, they're fun as hell to watch. So that's all I'm really concerned about. It's fun to be a Bears fan again.
Yeah, B, kind of same kind of deal, though. You guys were predicated on defense back then when you were playing, and now defense as well. I mean, I used to love playing against you because I knew what I was going to get. I had to make sure I had my helmet aired up. I knew that you
I used to hate playing against you.
I knew we were going to go at it. But, man, what drove you, B? Because, man, I was like, oh, B-Lack today. I got to be ready. I know he's coming in. That big head. And you had freaking a hard head, though. And it was cold. I'm like, damn, here we go.
Bro, you were 4 feet 10, 250 pounds. I couldn't get under you. But, a lot like you, I think, Lo, just we love football, man. I really enjoyed going to work every day. I loved contact. I think you did as well. That's why you played fullback and why you were so good for so long. I like contact, man. There are some times you could avoid it, but, if I had a chance to hit somebody, I wanted to hit somebody. I didn't always enjoy our collision because most of the time I didn't win those. But it was I just like collisions. I love football. How many times do you get a chance to hit people and not get in trouble for it?
Well, nowadays, you do get in trouble for it. Do you look at...
not the fullback. You can still hit the fullback, though.
As long as that's still there. Do you see some of the...
The guy catches the ball, you got problems. But, you can still get some contact around the line of scrimmage.
But contact in other parts of the game, do you see that being eroded from the game? And how do you look at the current football, and what does that make you feel?
It's frustrating to watch sometimes. I saw something I really liked on Sunday. I don't remember who was playing. Somebody got hit hard. A sudden impact of the play and how fast that happens. The ref threw the flag right away. And then the refs confirmed and they picked it up. I was like, whoa, that never happens. I wish they could review it because sometimes those are big plays in games. 15 yards is a big deal in some of those situations, but it's frustrating. You watch the games and anytime there's a big hit or there's even close to what they deem as targeting or helmet down, that it's a penalty. And it's just, the defensive players are at their disadvantage already. And I make where they can't tackle the guys.
Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. I'm not sure if you'd agree with the comparison, but second-year safety out of Alabama, Eddie Jackson, not sure he's going to be able to play this weekend awesome. As he's battling an injury. I see a little Peanut Tillman in him. It seems like he's always around the football like Peanut was. Would you think that's a fair comparison?
I think that is very fair. Different positions, but Johnny on the spot, same either way. They're both around the field. They both score touchdowns. Just always in the right spot at the right time. Peanut had a knack, as you guys know, for knocking the ball out, for covering the ball, scoring. And he's very similar. He's got a ton of takeaways. His first 2 years, I think he has like 5 or 6 touchdowns on defense. It's just amazing how well he gets the ball. And his question most weekend, I guess, hope he plays. He looked bad on last Sunday watching an injury.
Brian, a guy that, here in the Bay, people loved. They loved him on the field, off the field. What has Khalil Mack meant to that community, and what has he meant just on the field? What does he bring?
Man, it's changed since he got there. After we robbed him from Oakland, everything is just well, it was stolen. We got him for nothing from Oakland. It's your first round pick. Not that big of a deal. You don't know where you're playing out anyway. But he's just his whole demeanor. He's a very even-keel guy, but on the field, he's a beast. He's a game record. He'll like your game plan in 2 plays. He plays hard. I think that's, a lot of these superstars you see sometimes, they don't play hard the whole game. Khalil's not like that. He is full bore the whole game. He's double teamed every stinking play. I watch him play. It's frustrating for me to watch because I mean, they're never given the chance. And even though they're Dustin, they still make sacks. They make tackles for losses. But I just think with the mentality they have that no one can stop them, and he kind of heads that up. I mean, they're great, and he has a lot to do with that.
What has that meant for Roquan Smith and other young members of the defense to see somebody bringing it every single play at such an elite level? Does that raise everyone else's play around him?
No, it has to. You know, you see that from a guy who's made it. You know, he's the best in the league in his position. In my opinion, defensive player of the year. And you see a guy like that coming to work every day. Doesn't take a snap off. You know, those pass rushers get tired, but he doesn't take downs off. From what I hear, he's at the facility. He's great, you know, around in the locker room. He's a great practice guy. But it's helped the safeties in the corners. You know, Kyle Forrest he's got 7 picks this year. I think Eddie's got 5 or 6. The ball is coming out fast, and that really helps your secondary and your linebackers when that happens.
The Hall of Famer, Brian Urlacher, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. You've played in the Voodoo Dome in New Orleans. You know what it's like to go in there and try to face Drew Brees and the Saints. This Bears team, do you think if the situation calls for it, they could go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints on their home turf?
I think they can beat anybody. You know, with defense, the defense they play, and as aggressive as they are, as close as they are, you know, if you can stop the run and make these teams one-dimensional, and then put the Bears in some good pass rush situations, I think they can beat anybody. And when they showed that, I know the Rams game was at home, but still, you know, they don't make the schedule. They just play the teams on their schedule and where they're played. But I don't see them not being able to beat anybody in the NFL right now with the way they play defense. And they run the ball pretty well. You know, the quarterback's a good scrambler. He can take care of the football for the most part. So I see them being a threat to everybody.
B, man, you know what? Hey, you know me. I'm in the 40s, and I'm pretty in the face, you know, slim in the waist. But B, tell me, man, you looking so good, bro. How do I get that lid back? Because I'm all ball right now. Can I? You got some love for your boy? Help load me around. Yeah, I can't.
That's the easy fix, man. That's the easy fix, Lo. We can hook you right up.
You can help the brothers, though? You can get the brothers growing that hair, too?
Dion got it done. Dion's like a spokesman for the company as well.
What?
Prime. He looks good, man.
I was in Chicago last year, and no joke, it appears as if you're on almost every single billboard in that city.
I know. Whenever I go back, it's almost embarrassing. I'm like, take a left here. There's my sign. I don't get back there much anymore. When I do, it's kind of embarrassing. But, you know, they've changed them finally. Last couple years, finally putting some new ones up, so I'm okay with that. But, yeah, man, man, this thing's taking off. People, it's amazing how many dudes care about their hair.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, crazy. I bid farewell to my beautiful orange mane about 10 years ago, and those orange hairs aren't walking through that door. Brian Urlacher here on 95.7 The Game. Do you find that you get recognized less now that you don't have that signature smooth dome?
100%. You know, I get a lot of double take now. You know, before, plus my neck's not as big as it used to be either. But before, you know, people see the bald head and my neck, they're like, oh, it's Brian. But now, you know, I get a bunch of double and triple takes because they're not sure. Right. Most people haven't seen me in person without the hair, but they see me on TV or whatever, but they haven't seen me in person, so they're like, wait, is that him? And by then, I'm already gone, so I'm good.
You know what? Based on the career and the love that city has for you, if you and Mike Ditka were to run for mayor, do you think you could outvote Ditka?
Hell no. I don't think I'd get a vote. People love Coach Ditka.
Compare him to Jordan.
Say whatever he wants and get away with it. And it's always been that way. It's just the way it is.
What about Michael Jordan versus Mike Ditka?
In Chicago.
That's a tough one, man. But really? I don't know. That's a tough one for me. I don't know, man. Because Michael's beloved everywhere he goes. You know that everyone in the whole country loves Michael. So I don't know. That's a tough one.
Wow, no. So, but Chicago, though, Ditka is friggin' the man.
I love him. Everywhere he goes. I mean, we do some appearances. I'm just like, I'm not even there when he's there. I'm here too, people. But his personality is phenomenal. People love him. Like I said, he can say what he wants to and get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's great, man. It's fun.
Oh, it was a lot of guys. I remember hanging out with some of the old Bears, and they're like, dude. He would take commercials from them. He would take more commercials than them. And they were like, Ditka told us not to do it. And all of a sudden, they seen him on the Chunky Soup. They were like,
some of them stories like that too. Like, hey, we were getting out for all these appearances, and then we turn or whatever. You know, they wouldn't. Ditka could be the one doing them all.
Right.
You know, then make sure you're doing, you know, taking care of your body, this and that. And then you see him out in the streets doing all the appearances and stuff. But he was popular. You know, when the Bears are winning, it's fun. It's a fun city to be a part of.
NFL Hall of Famer, 8-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro, Chicago Bears legend Brian Urlacher with us here on 95.7 The Game. Brian, we always appreciate you taking a few moments for us. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thanks for having me on. Lo, let me know about the hair, bro. I'll hook you up.